last part of our show, why not light a torch against the dark and cold of February?
The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye.
Or perhaps we should have said a torch song. Canadian chanteuse Holly Cole has said hello again to a dozen jazz standards on a new album called Holly Cole. The steamy vocalist isn't a household name in America, but with six platinum and gold albums to that name, she's beloved in her native Canada. Holly Cole joins us now from Toronto to help us warm up the evening, and welcome to the show, Holly Cole. It's a great pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks, Jackie. It's great to be here.
Now, I was reading that you grew up in a family of musicians in the Canadian Maritimes, a place for which I have a lot of affection. Could you please paint a picture of life in the Maritimes there on the Atlantic coast?
Well, where I grew up was in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And Nova Scotia is a small province in Canada. It's almost an island. And it's a lot of fishing. But my parents are both classical musicians, and they grew up, they met in university studying piano. Everyone in my family has to play piano. That's kind of the rule.
But you came to choose your voice as your primary instrument. Did that make you kind of the black sheep?
Well, the funny thing, what made me the black sheep in my family was that I wanted to become a doctor. And I think in most families, people who want to become a musician are the black sheep. But I wanted to be a veterinarian because I love animals so much. And I had three horses growing up in Nova Scotia. And I think I was a pretty rebellious teenager. And my older brother, Alan Cole, who writes theater music, was studying in Boston at Berklee College of Music, studying jazz piano. Mm-hmm. And I hitchhiked there when I was 15, unbeknownst to my parents, with $20, and lived in the dorm for about a month with my brother. And I was just amazed by the music and fell in love with it, and my jaw, like, dropped. I was 15 years old, and I knew what I wanted to do. It was to sing jazz.
When we played our charade, we were like children posing, playing at games, acting out names, guessing the parts we played. Oh, what a hit we made. We came on next to closing, best on the bill, lovers until love left the masquerade.
Now, I really love your rendition of this. In contrast to a lot of the other cuts on the sound, you've actually amped it up a little. Some of the others are slowed down. But Charade, of course, is also a love song about performance and masquerade, which is what you do when you take on another artist's work. You are performing and masquerading. You're doing a charade of the other person's song.
Absolutely. Well, when I first set out to make this record, I wanted to have a focus, and so I'll try and create a theme. And I thought of a lot of different possibilities. I wanted to do maybe a theme of hope, songs of loss. I someday want to make an album about surprise. But for this record, I settled on the concept of denial, or self-deception, maybe is a better way to put it. And that song certainly is in keeping with that. And so not all the songs are directly about self-deception, but it's sort of a through line for the record.
Fate seemed to pull the strings. I turned, you were gone.
There's another cut here that we really, really like, and that is the classic Waters of March by the Brazilian composer Antonio Carlos Jobim. Your version is so different than most of the ones I've heard that I wanted to talk to you about it. First, though, let's listen to Jobim's classic version.
A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. It's the rest of a stump, it's a little alone. It's a sliver of glass, it is life, it's the sun. It is night, it is death, it's a trap, it's a gun. The open.
And now your take on Waters of March from your new album.
A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. It's the rest of a stump, it's a little alone. It's a sliver of glass, it is life, it's the sun. It is night, it is death, it's a gun.
I get the essence of it, but you didn't try to mimic a Brazilian sound.
No, not at all. It's not a bossa nova. I think my interpretation of that song, overall, there's a lot more space in it, because I think the song is essentially a list, and some of the things on the list are quite profound, and some of them are pretty banal, and some of them are very poetic, too. And they're all juxtaposed together, and I like to give it space because it's interesting to hear, you know, the rest of a stump juxtaposed with, you know, the shot of the gun in the dead of the night.
Well, speaking of juxtaposition of the images, I need to get that other one about a load of bricks in the soft morning light.
Yeah, that's my favorite line that you pick, that a truckload of bricks in the soft morning light, because it's taking an image that is quite plain and bland and making it something beautiful.
A truckload of bricks in the soft morning light, the shot of a gun in the dead of the night, a mile of must, a thrust, a bump, it's a girl, it's a rhyme. The cold, it's the mumps, the plan of the house, the body in bed, it's the car that got stuck, it's the mud, it's the mud.
How do you think slowing down lyrics affects them? Do you think about them differently?
Yes, I think about them more. That's the big difference. And it gives people time to process what you're saying. And especially when I'm dealing with a lot of subtext, people need time to process it and to figure out what it means to them.
I have to say, the difference between the you on the album and the you just talking to you is amazing, because you're a really fast talker, and I hate these broad brushes, but I lived in Toronto for a year. Some of my best friends are Canadian, as they say, and they don't talk half as fast as you do.
Because that's, you know why I talk so fast? It's because I'm from the Maritimes. It's because I'm from the Maritimes. And that's one thing that is consistent in the Maritimes, is that people talk really, really quickly. So fast that a lot of people my boyfriend can't understand what I'm saying sometimes.
Holly Cole. Her new album is called exactly that, Holly Cole. And she'll be starting a West Coast tour in the U.S. in early March. Let's go out on one of the songs on the CD. Would you choose one, Holly?
Sure. This is a song called the Alley Cat Song.
Hey. Dedicated to your former wishes to be a veterinarian, perhaps.
Yeah, that's a good point.
She goes on the prowl each night like an alley cat looking.
And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.